it is recorded, it's heard by notes. Good evening, everyone. So we all rise for the pledge of the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Miller, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan, present. Ms. Branson Smith.
Present.
Ms. Wittek.
Present.
Ms. Laird.
Present.
Ms. Leon. Ms. Wilhelm. And Mr. Colon.
Present, thank you. Just a couple things. Councilwoman Wilhelm will not be participating this evening. She's out of the area attending to a family emergency. Our council solicitor, Attorney Stewart, will be joining us momentarily. And then Mayor Reynolds, who I believe was at the Finance Committee meeting, had to leave City Hall to attend a meeting outside and may be joining us during the course of tonight's meeting. Moving on to the approval of minutes. Any comment on the November 19, 2024 City Council minutes? I don't see any, so the minutes stand approved. We're going to continue on to public comment. Our first public comment, as is custom, is for any subject not being voted on this evening. And we'll remind everyone of the 5-minute time limit. I'll start with those who have signed up in advance, starting with Ms. Mary Jo McCool. And I'll ask everyone if you'll mind stating your name for the record as Mr. Miller keeps the minutes.
Mary Jo McCool, 449 Grandview Boulevard. I was extremely disappointed and quite frankly disgusted during the meeting about the funding the ADU study. Personal attacks have no place at City Council meeting. These attacks were directed towards several council members. From my perspective, this is a considerable sum of money being spent only to result in, at most, 30 dwellings. From what was said at the meeting, it will not reduce the affordable housing crunch. Rent for affordable housing, I believe, is 30% of a person's income. Will that amount cover additional costs incurred by property owners, such as increased taxes, homeowners insurance, building or construction costs? This governing body works for all residents of Bethlehem, not the other way around. All opinions are and should be listened to and allowed. While the discussion was merely to fund a study in collaboration with Lehigh University, I certainly hope Lehigh and any college students will not be able to rent these units. It is my understanding these are to be affordable housing for permanent residents, not transient residents. I hope that will be made clear to Lehigh and Moravian. While this was grant money and not city tax dollars, grant money comes from somewhere, and if this money came from state or federal grants, please remember it is still taxpayer money. I hope while this study is taking place, the city does other logistical work with respect to infrastructure concerns regarding water, sewer, police, fire, etc. In my neighborhood, water and sewer access homes from Grandview Boulevard. Will my backyard be dug up to install these services? Will Bascom Street be used for these services? What property protections will be in place to evict tenants if lease is not adhered to? Suppose a tenant acquires a much better paying job and can afford a market rate place. Will he or she be allowed to stay? Will property taxes increase for homeowners? Parking issues will increase. Just something to consider while this study is taking place. Bethlehem is losing its charm and uniqueness with all the additional housing. Neighborhoods are changing and not for the better. I once stated that Bethlehem is becoming like its namesake. Soon there will be no more room. I wonder if the administration is aware that the upper level of the old Almar building and most recently Aetna Insurance on Club Avenue is vacant. Erie Insurance Company on West Broad Street is also vacant. Someone within the administration can research and contact the owners as to plans for these sites. If available, the city could have put this $65,000 toward purchasing and working with nonprofits to convert into affordable housing units. Both sites have ample parking, These sites would have a slight impact on traffic. They both abut residential areas. Please also consider how additional housing construction will negatively impact the climate, impact on the climate action plan. The second issue I would like to address is the expenses incurred by the city regarding recent vandalism by Lehigh students regarding the goalpost destruction. The report in the paper seemed to imply that Lehigh campus police waited too long to notify city police. This incident occurred prior to the last meeting. I wonder why the two council members who are employed by Lehigh did not voice any outrage at the incident. Were they afraid to speak because of possible repercussions from their employer? They and Lehigh University owe the city an apology. Last week, the company Great Western was making cuts in Grandview Boulevard, where UGI installed new gas mains and laterals. If this is in anticipation of installing a better macadam patch with chilly weather coming, it might be too late to do a proper job. But what do I know? My voice holds no power here. Finally, I want to give a shout out to Bruce Haynes and Hotel Bethlehem. I was fortunate to have been invited to celebrate Thanksgiving dinner with some friends. If you ever if you never celebrated a holiday at Hotel Bethlehem, I highly recommend you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. McCool. Next speaker signed up, Harry Faber.
Harry Faber. It's easy to hate. It's even easier to hate on politicians and bureaucrats. We see what needs to be done, the problems plaguing our society. We see the hungry, we see the homeless, we see the addiction, we see the declining infrastructure, the decline in mental and physical health, the pollution of our land, water, and air. But what I struggle to see is what's being done to stop these injustices. Yes, a lot of the problem has to do with the inefficiency of bureaucracy, but we all know that that isn't the full picture. If these issues affected everyone, I'm certain stuff would get done a lot faster. Now, before I get ahead of myself, I need to give Mayor Reynolds some credit. He's not here right now, never is. But yesterday morning, as I was walking up Broad Street, walking past an intersection, he shouted out the window, greeting me. Obviously, he didn't have to do that. I didn't notice him. And I certainly haven't been the nicest towards him. I've been very critical. Regardless, he went out of his way, and he showed me respect, and that takes a lot of courage, a lot of guts, to reach out to someone who doesn't speak too highly of you. So what I've learned from attending these meetings is that most of you care, and most of you know what needs to be done when it comes to the livelihood of the people of Bethlehem. On the other hand, nothing has been done as it relates to Palestine, and it's not because you aren't aware. I try to keep you guys updated on the atrocities being committed to Palestinians, among others, by the rogue state of Israel and how our government is perpetrating it and financing it with our tax dollars, with our time. That's how we really should think about it, what our tax dollars are. It's our labor. It's our most finite resource we have, our time. So I'm asking you intelligent folks, how do we stop it? Any ideas? How do we make sure the city I care so deeply about and you guys care so deeply about so that we aren't complicit? Well, when we look at the history of fighting apartheid and injustice abroad, we see the success of the BDS movement. It was very quite effective in apartheid South Africa. It starts with boycotting, divesting, and sanctions. But how do we divest? Can we see what companies in stocks and bonds we are invested in the city of Bethlehem? Companies which are supplying arms such as Boeing, Lockheed Martin, which need to be fully divested from because they are literally manufacturing weapons of mass destruction, which are massacring, maiming, and vaporizing people like you and I and everyone else in this room. When I first started coming here again, I objectified you people. Maybe I shouldn't say it like that, but I saw you guys as bureaucrats, as politicians, as the ruling class, as I'm sure a lot of other people see you guys as, and I'm sure one could still argue you are. But on the other hand, the ruling class, the working people, the working class, the proletariat, the bourgeoisie, are all people first and foremost. I see the humanity now, which I can definitely say I did not used to see. So I'm asking from one human to another, who cares and who can't stand to see this horror, this genocide, any longer, and wants to say, hey, I'm not complicit and neither is my community. We'll be able to tell future generations we did our part. We stood up for what's right. We stood up against genocide. We were a little revolutionary.
Thank you. Mr. Faber. That exhausts our list of who had signed up in advance, so I'll go around the room as is custom. Is there anyone to the left who wants to make comment on anything not being voted on tonight? I turn to the wide center. Is there anyone in the center who wants to make comment? Mr. Hackett.
Hello, my name is Bud Hackett and I live in the city of Bethlehem. I had the opportunity last Thursday, was it, to be here for the budget hearing on community and economic development. It went long, but it was interesting. It was interesting to listen to how all the money is going to be spent. And a budget is really the most important way to express one's priorities. And as I look at the priorities of the mayor and his administration, and the $17 million for community economic development, and the, I think I have it here somewhere, the $10 million for civic affairs and the public health department, it's a lot of money. And if you look at how that money is being spent, I'm not sure it's being spent to benefit people throughout the city. It appears to be weighed very heavily toward the issues that the mayor has said are the most important issues for the city of Bethlehem. And I personally have probably heard him say at least five times that homelessness and affordable housing are the most important issues for the city, and that's where he and his staff are going to spend their time. And as we look at the budget, that's where he and his staff are going to spend the money. I would imagine that the budget was prepared prior to the election that shocked us all. And whether or not it turns out in the best interest of our country, we have no idea. But there certainly is a lot of grandstanding going on right now. The world has changed. There's a message that came from that election which is relevant to the city of Bethlehem and the community and economic development budget. And I think we ought to look at that, because I know that budget was reflective of how things were in the previous administration, where $34 million gifts were rained on the city, and as Ms. Collins said throughout her budget presentation, the most important word of this budget presentation is grants, grants, grants. And that just struck me as odd. And sure, you want to, how do you not take the money? I don't think that money's going to be there in 2025. And I think that the city needs to re-examine how it's spending the money and whether or not we should be looking at other ways to spend money for community and economic development in the city. The city is changing rapidly. I don't know that the numbers are there right now, but anyone who drives around and interacts with people in the city know that there's a whole lot of people that are living here now that didn't live here 5 and 10 years ago. And we don't want to be Allentown. I think it is clear what the numbers look like in Allentown, the number of folks that have moved to Allentown and have driven out of Allentown, many people that I know, who can't put up with some of the changes, the crime, the lowering of the quality of life, the lowering of the quality of the school district. I don't think that's what we want for Bethlehem, and I think something needs to be done about it. Nothing in the community and economic development budget said anything about the private sector. Both the mayor and his administration rattled off long lists, and I have them here, but I don't have time, of nonprofit. It was nonprofit, nonprofit partners, nonprofit partners. Pay attention to the impact of employers, of which there are hundreds in the city, and they're not just retail employers, but they're people who hire, who employ hundreds of individuals. And community and economic development is not paying any attention to the role of the private sector and the employers in the city. Lots more to talk about. I didn't get all my documents together for a full presentation, because it's not easy to look at a city budget as a dumb citizen and understand it. But I did my best. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hackett. Is there anyone else in the Wide Center who wants to make comment who hasn't had a chance to yet? I turn to the right. Anyone to the right? That concludes our first public comment. Thank you. We don't have anyone signed up to speak on anything that's being voted on tonight, so again, I'll go around the room. This would be for any ordinance or resolution that is up for vote on tonight's agenda. Anyone to the left? Again, I turn to the Wide Center. Concluding to the right. All right, that concludes second public comment. Thank you, everybody. Moving on to old business. Any old business from members of council? No old business. Then move on to new business. Any new business from members of council? No new business from members of council? All right, we're going to continue on. Communications, Mr. Miller, Communication 6A.
November 20th, 2024 memorandum and proposed resolution from Edward Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources. Mr. Boscola recommends a change order to the contract with CMG of Easton Incorporated for phase three renovations being done at the wastewater treatment plant main control building. The additional cost will be $133,048.16, bringing the total cost of phase three to $1,118,478.16. The change is proposed because of unforeseen conditions and additional work items to improve the quality and aesthetics of the finished product. Completion is expected by February 19th, 2025. There are no renewals.
And resolution 10F is on the agenda tonight. Communication 6B.
November 22nd, 2024 memorandum from City Solicitor John S. Burke Jr. with an attached use permit agreement and a resolution. Permittee is Arts Quest, and the event is 2024 Peeps Fest with fireworks. Event times will be noon to 9 p.m. on both December 30th and 31st. Fireworks times are estimated to be 5:30 p.m. on both days. Covered premises will be First Street from Polk Street to the Eastern Terminus and Founders Way between First and Second Streets for festival events, and Sand Island East for the fireworks.
And resolution 10G is on the agenda this evening. 6C.
A November 20th, 2024 memorandum with proposed resolution and agreement from City Solicitor John S. Burke Jr. Permittee is Touchstone Theater, and the agreement is for the use of Parham Park for all of 2025 for theater and creative arts events, productions, performances, rehearsals, student community lectures, workshops, and related activities.
And resolution 10H is on the agenda tonight. Moving on to reports, I don't have anything to report this evening. Mr. Evans.
Thank you, President Claude. There are a couple administrative orders this evening. Administrative order number 38. I hereby appoint Allie McDaniel, 754 Hamilton Avenue, Bethlehem, PA 18017, to the Redevelopment Authority. This reappointment is effective through December 2029.
Administrative Order 2024-38, Allie McDaniel to the Redevelopment Authority. Resolution sponsored by Ms. Leona Miskoyatek.
Any discussion on the appointment? We'll call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Koyatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0.
Thank you. Administrative Order number 39. I hereby reappoint Lee Snyder, 1325 Clay Street, Bethlehem, PA 18018, to the Code Board of Appeals. This reappointment is effective through October 2027.
Administrative Order 2024-39, Lee Snyder to the Code Board of Appeals. Resolution sponsored by Ms. Leona Miskoyatek.
Any discussion on the appointment? We'll Mr. Miller, call roll.
Mr. Callahan.
Aye.
Ms. Crampton Smith.
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek.
Aye.
Ms. Laird.
Aye.
Ms. Leon.
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne.
Aye. Passes 6-0.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Evans. I'll turn to our finance chair, Councilwoman Crampton Smith.
Thank you. The Finance Committee met earlier this evening at 5:30 p.m. in Town Hall. There were 9 items on the agenda. The first item was a presentation on the 2023 city audit. This was for informational purposes only. The committee also reviewed 5 proposed budget adjustments and 3 budget transfer requests for the fire, police, and EMS departments. These ordinances and resolutions have been placed on tonight's council agenda. These transfers and adjustments were based on savings from staff vacancies, insurance reimbursement, and savings within the department. These funds will be utilized to cover overtime costs, new vehicles, and equipment. Grace Cramsey Smith, Chairwoman of the Finance Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. We have one ordinance tonight for final passage, Bill 44-2024.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, pursuant to Article 908, ex-sec, of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Bethlehem, granting a cable television franchise system to Comcast of Southeast Pennsylvania, LLC. Bill number 44-2024 is sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Crimson Smith.
Any discussion on the ordinance? We'll call roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Crimson Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passed 6-0. We have a few ordinances that are new tonight. We'll start with Bill 56-2024.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2024 capital budget for non-utilities. Bill number 56-2024 is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Kwiatek.
Any discussion? We'll call roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Crampton Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Bill 57-2024.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2024 capital budget for non-utilities. Bill number 57-2024 is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Kwiatek.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Crampton Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passed 6-0. Bill 58-2024.
Ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the general fund budget for 2024. Bill number 58-2024 is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Kwiatek.
Discussion. We'll call roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Crampton Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Bill 59-2024.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the general fund budget for 2024. Bill number 59-2024 is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Kwiatek.
Discussion. Call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Crampton Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passed 6-0. And our last new ordinance, Bill 60-2024.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the general fund budget for 2024. Bill number 60-2024 is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Kwiatek.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Crampton Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passed 6-0. Moving on to our resolutions. Resolution 10A.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that $524,000 be transferred from account number 0701-4001, fire salaries, $88,000 be transferred from account 0701-43099, fire equipment, $20,000 be transferred from account number 0702-40001, EMS salaries, $55,000 be transferred from account number 0702-4-0004, EMS temporary help, and $31,000 be transferred from account number 0702-43099 EMS equipment, for a total of $670,000 to be added to account number 0701-40003 fire overtime, and $48,000 to account 0702-40003 EMS overtime. Overtime was necessary because the Fire Bureau had a large number of retirements and resignations in 2024, while EMS had several vacancies during the year. Resolution sponsored by Ms. Leone and Ms. Kwiatek.
Discussion on the resolution.
We'll call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Granger Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10B.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that $189,000 be transferred from account number 0601-40001 police salaries to account 0801-42083 in the non-utility capital fund. The transfer will fund the purchase of 3 police vehicles. Resolution sponsored by Ms. Leone and Ms. Kwiatek.
Discussion on the resolution.
I just wanted to take a moment to show appreciation to our department heads who did the most work to try and find the most cost-effective way to get the mission accomplished without having to increase anything anywhere else. So thank you for all of your hard work.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Any other discussion on the resolution? We'll call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10C.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that $30,000 be transferred from account number 0601-42047 police department contracts to account 0801-42083 in the non-utility capital fund. The $30,000 will be combined with insurance proceeds from damaged vehicles to purchase two new police vehicles. Resolution sponsored by Ms. Leone and Ms. Kwiatek.
Discussion on 10C. Call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Cranston Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10D.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem in accordance with the Municipal Records Manual, hereby authorizes the disposal of public records in the Solicitor's Office as set forth in Exhibit A. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leone and Ms. Kwiatek.
Discussion. We'll call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10E.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the rules of council be amended to transfer council committee responsibilities involving the parking authority from the Public Safety Committee to the Community and Economic Development Committee. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leone and Ms. Kwiatek.
So I'll just speak because I brought this forward. I mentioned it at a previous council meeting. And I'll just remind everyone, per our council rules, we can't vote on any changes to council rules the night they're introduced. I give them some breathing room for everybody to think about it. A little background. So essentially, our council rules prescribe the committees that council has, defines the scope of the different committees. The parking authority falls under public safety. Prior to being council president, my previous 4 years, I was the chair of the public safety committee. Public safety reviewed a citation increase, I want to say it was, for the parking authority. At that time, there was kind of loose discussion about should this fall under the parking authority. In my time as council president, we've had various parking authority issues come up. Obviously, the parking garage, which we decided to have a committee of the whole meeting because it was a very broad scope as it related to the conversation surrounding the parking authority and the parking garage. And then in more recently, we had an amendment to an ordinance involving the parking authority brought up by a member of council. And then the two chairs, the Public Safety Committee chair and the Community and Economic Development Committee chair, I believe had to kind of talk about, is that amendment best served under public safety? When you think public safety, or if you asked anyone, I would think public safety is uniform fire, police, EMS, where a lot of the things we talk about regarding the parking authority have more to do with community and economic development impacting our business community, impacting our neighborhoods, citizens' ability to park, the parking permit structure. The parking authority is its own unique animal, but before things went to committee, because that ordinance amendment is still floating out there to be reviewed at committee, which I think is appropriate, I thought this was an opportune time to actually propose this amendment to our council rules. So should it be the will of council, the vote is to move the parking authority from the scope of public safety into the scope of Community Economic Development Committee. So that's what we're about to vote on. And that's the background, but I'll open it up for discussion. Start with Councilwoman Leo.
So I think we all know that this hasn't, like you just said, President Colon, about the conversations we had regarding the parking authority recently. And there's something that we have been working on with Attorney Stewart, and I was thinking about whether this would be most appropriately looked at under public safety or community and economic development. But in order to really have that conversation, I would have to reach out to each individual member of the public safety committee, and I didn't want to have these conversations. I feel like that's a hop, skip, and a jump to a sunshine violation. So as opposed to presenting this at public safety, this will change, which it wouldn't be appropriate to present it there anyway. It just seemed best to have the conversation as a full council. It's not that I don't think that parking authority is best served under public safety. Actually, no, I don't think it's best served under public safety other than fines. Most of it seems best under economic development and community development, specifically the RPP program. Public safety really has very little to do with that. But outside of contacting the head of community economic development or that committee, and then talking individually with each member of the public safety committee, which didn't seem appropriate, I agree. I think it's just best to have the conversation here about where's the best place for this committee or the parking authority, what committee should it be sitting under. And I just personally, I don't believe that's it's public safety.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Councilman Francis.
Thank you. As I said before, I'm not necessarily like for or against it. I see the value in it being under both committees, but I guess a couple of food for thoughts here is I'm just wondering what the history was, like why it was put under public safety in the first place, because I think it's always good to look back at our history before we make changes. The other thing that I'm more concerned about is the scope of the committees. Community Economic Development has 9 matters or subject matters under that committee, and then public safety only has 3 if we take out parking. So I'm thinking about not just now and the present council members, but for future council members. I don't want to have them or us presently overloaded with a Community Economic Development Committee going to 10 main matters under that committee and only having 3 under public safety. So that's just something I want to throw out that I think really needs to be thought about and discussed.
Any other discussion from members of council? Councilwoman Barrett?
I think there's good points coming up so far, and I do see, you know, the scope of the committee, the workload being a little bit unbalanced moving it, although when I think of, this is my first year on council, but every single thing that has come up about the parking authority has been what I would consider more associated with community and economic development versus safety. So I think logically it makes sense to move it, but also to consider, and I wouldn't think it would need to be part of the same move, but to consider the scope of each of our committees, revisit, make sure that everything is right sized for our present work, or our foreseeable future work. When I look at community and economic development, for example, I see housing rehabilitation. When you look at human resources and environment, it includes human and social concerns plus housing authority issues. There's probably a lot of overlap between some of the rehabilitation and some of the issues that the authority looks at. That's just an example. I'm not proposing something specific, but I think overall we should always be looking and making sure that we're doing things most appropriately and efficiently. I also wondered, of course we can call a committee of the whole meeting if we need to for something that might hit public safety and community development in the future. Are we permitted to move something like one issue from one committee to another committee if there would be, like, if we would vote yes, let's move the parking authority issues to community and economic development, but then something comes up down the road that, like, clearly a public safety issue, could that one item be moved to the other committee? Or would we do a committee of the whole, or?
I would say in times where that's happened before, so there's different ways to look at it. You could look at it as, you know, part of me, prior to proposing this, was kind of deferring. I'm just gonna give kind of my perspective, and then I'll let our solicitor give her input for the solicitor's input, right? But I'll just give my perspective as a non-year council member and council chair. I've always looked at committees as the chair of those committees' realm, right? So when something would come up, even something like this, to be transparent, there was kind of conversation between public safety committee, community economic development committee, where, like, yeah, council rules say one thing, but sort of common sense dictates another thing as it relates to where does that fit. Our council rules, though, do not give room for discretion necessarily as it relates to the committees. There are defined scopes in there. In terms of how you manage something like that, you can do a couple things. You could have joint committee meetings. We've had those before, where you could have two different committees come together to discuss a particular topic. Years ago, we had public safety and community economic development get together to talk about the opioid crisis. Because the Health Bureau falls under community economic development, but obviously police falls under public safety. So we had this joint meeting many, many years ago. I think more recently, 2 years ago, there was another example of that. Or when something sort of has a broader scope or is a little more comprehensive than just one of those headlines, we just have a committee of the whole meeting. We did that for the ethics ordinance when it was proposed, because it wasn't necessarily defined by any one committee. And really, that's a conversation that's best served to have as an entire council and dedicate a meeting to that one agenda item, which is the benefit of committee, because you could have a night where you're just coming out to have a more in-depth, I would say looser conversation about an agenda item. So there are alternatives, I would say, such as committee of the whole or having a joint committee meeting to that. But that's my input. I will turn to our solicitor if she wanted to give any other input as it relates to committee and council rules specifically.
There's a lot of discretion. There's no real, there are no legal tenets that you have to follow in terms of how you compose your committees, how you refer matters to committees. That's very much internal. So, as President Colon said, you have a lot of avenues in terms of referring matters, discussing matters jointly. It's really discretionary.
Thank you. Did that answer your question, Councilwoman? Any other comments from members of council? Councilwoman Kubiak?
I was wondering if I could ask Mr. Evans a couple of questions. Related just to the, when we're talking about the scope, how many employees, if public safety were, the scope of public safety were police, fire, and EMS, how many employees does that represent in terms of the amount of the budget of the city?
A little less than half the employees, quick count, 266 out of 580. Budget, they are two largest budget items, though. You know, the police department is number one, fire is also, might be a second, quote me off the top of my head. Now, CED has some pass-through grants involved, but if you take that on, just go to the standalone fires, it'll be right there as well. Yeah, public safety is large in terms of budgetary and employees.
Because I was just thinking about the fact that while sort of the list of things under CED is long, the scope of public safety in terms of police, fire, and EMS, it's one of the most important kind of responsibilities that we have as a city, and it seems like that's a pretty big scope for a committee on its own without parking authority. I'm open to, obviously, the vote is the vote and all of that. I think in terms of, for my part in the conversations, it really was just looking at in the 3 years that I've been on council, sort of the subject matter that's come up regarding the parking authority, and the parking authority seems to be, and its operations are integral to our plans for growth in terms of economic and community development in the city. So that's really why I was open to the idea. And I mean, I'm currently the sitting chair of CED, but obviously we change our chairs and our committees up every term. So it's something that we can all, make a decision on, and knowing that any one of us might end up being the chair at some point of either of these committees. So that's all I had to say.
Thank you. I'll turn any follow-up discussion from members of council. I'll start with Councilwoman Wilhelm.
Well, one, I appreciate the conversation because this was kind of what I was really hoping for, because to Councilwoman Cramsey Smith's point, my biggest hesitation with even thinking about moving this is because DCD has so much going on underneath it. When I thought about some of the parking issues that had come before council, things that we might want to have committee meetings about, one was the parking permit, like the RPP. The other one was, is the parking ordinance too rigid? And one of the third ones was, what does our parking system look like holistically with all of the development that's going on? And neither one of those three really fell under. So that was really what made me think, instead of, should we refer just this issue to DCED, should we refer the whole thing to DCED? And like I said, I don't think any of us has the right to make that decision in an isolate because of things like, what does DCED look like? But also to Councilman Laird's point, it is, because our city has changed so much, to Mr. Hackett's point, are our committees structured in a way that are serving our residents to the best of their ability? And while I'm not saying let's etch-a-sketch everything, I just think this is a really good time to have the conversation, because of all of the growth that we're seeing and because things continue to change, is council structured in a way that is keeping up with that change and having committees that are best structured to meet the residents in their points of need? So I hope that we continue to have this conversation.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilwoman Cramsey?
Two other things. I'm thinking, if we change it to Community Economic Development and it seems like it's too much for that committee, we could always vote and change it back, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the other thing I'm thinking of, in fairness, and I don't want to put anybody on the spot, I'm not sure if this is appropriate, but I feel like just being inclusive here, that should we have the input of the police chief and fire chief, because it's, that's related to parking and it's under public safety, and, if they feel that they would like to give input or not, I just don't want them to not have any input in this, because I think it's important that if they have any, that we hear it, that you don't need to.
Thank you, Councilwoman. I'll let each chief speak to himself if they choose to weigh in. Chief Reich is nodding in, or shaking his head in the negative. Chief Gott? Okay.
Thank you.
Any other discussion from members of council? The last thing I will note, just as it relates to council rules and rules amendments a little bit, I will remind everyone, anyone on council can propose any rules amendments. So I had proposed 3 earlier this year. Just a couple of operational things we've talked about previously, so I'm not going to revisit them. After these discussions that happened more recently, I've chosen to propose this rules amendment, just kind of some of the historical background, because it did come up. I will say I do not know why the Park Authority fell under public safety. I will say, as concluding my 9th year on City Council and over a decade of being in this room the first and third Tuesday of every month, that I don't recall public safety meeting for the parking authority really outside of, I believe it was twice that there was citations were being changed. And that's just, there's different powers within the mayor, council, and the parking authority as it relates to fines, meter rates, garage rates, things like that. In terms of the overall scope of the different committees, I would say historically, and I would say with confidence, that while we have six standing committees, three have historically been busier, and three historically have been not as busy. Current council, which has some more junior members, and then we have senior members of council, and just, you could ask Mr. Miller to pull it up, which I have not, but I will just say, finance committee, very busy committee. We know the finance committee met tonight. Public safety, historically busy committee. Community economic development, historically busy committee, not necessarily for all those matters that fall under the scope of community and economic development. Some of them, in my decade plus coming here, never seen the committee meet for those. And then our three other committees don't meet as frequently. I will say that we always, as it was referenced, when there's a turnover in council and we do our reorganization, it's not only president and vice president, but it's also the committee chairs and committee members. And those are done with the input of full council. And even the committees that are historically busier, there's been a want and ask from members of council to serve on those committees that are busier. If for any reason I ever thought, well, I'm fortunate enough to still be on council, that one committee was so lopsided that it was, that committee was meeting in a disproportionate number of times than the other committees, well then, if the parking authority tipped that scale, I would be all ears to hear why we should revisit moving the parking authority again. But just from what the by title of the committees are and what the parking authority typically has meant to council and council discussion, I just thought, as I said, now is a good time as any to move that. And that's just following up on some of the things that were brought up. So, is there any other discussion regarding the rules amendment before we call the vote? Thank you, everyone. I will ask Mr. Miller to call the vote.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Thank you. Resolution 10.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller endorse such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor, are hereby authorized to execute all documents and agreements with CMG of Easton Incorporated for additional work to be done in Phase 3 of renovations at the Wastewater Treatment Plant Main Control Building. Resolution sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Kwiatek.
Discussion. We'll call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Grimson-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10-G.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Arts Quest for the 2024 Peeps Fest. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Kwiatek.
Discussion. We'll call the roll.
Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Grimson-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. And our last resolution, 10-H.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Touchstone Theater for arts, events, rehearsals, lectures, workshops, and related activities at Barham Park for 2025. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Kwiatek.
Discussion on the last resolution. We'll call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Grimson-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. That concludes our agenda. I will announce, and I should have earlier, it was an oversight on my part, there were no proposed budget amendments, so we do not have any more scheduled budget hearings, and we will meet again the third Tuesday of December. Get home safely, everyone. This meeting is adjourned.